Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. Coming to you from the Wildwood Convention Center. It's the Dom Giordano Show. So we've talked in the past. There are a couple of things. One, I want to talk about this battle going on in Harrisburg over voting and cleaning up the system. And it swerves right into our next guest, in addition to something else that's major. And that is Bukvar, the former Secretary of State, was one of the architects of causing all the bad faith, I would call it here, around voting as Secretary of State in the presidential race. And while all that was going on, her group, which is charged by the Constitution with doing various things to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot by rule of law, did not do it. And this was not some just bond issue, Dom. Will you vote for it or no? No, no. It was about the alleged victims of sexual abuse that we rescind the statute of limitations, I believe, for a 2-year period, so they get a chance to have their day in court, given that no one would listen before, as you know. It's all matter of fact. Okay. So now, as I understand it this morning, some state lawmakers have sponsored a bill to give adult survivors of child abuse the right to sue their assailants. And the Senate Majority Leader, Kim Ward, will not put it up for a vote. She's a Republican. I'm going to ask Jim Gregory, who's also a Republican, why he thinks she won't do that. Anytime they won't put something up for a vote, I'm completely, that's it. I don't care what it is. I'm on the other side. Let's have more votes. Let's have more people on the record. This idea, no, I'm not putting that up for a vote. All right, let's go to Jim Gregory here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Representative Jim Gregory, thank you for joining us. So,
hey, let me Dom, ask, good morning.
Yeah, Jim, let me ask that right out of the box. You're an honest guy on this. What are some of the motivations? She's a Republican. I get it. Why in the world would you not let people vote on this?
I think it could be pretty much summed up a little bit, very much the way you just said it. Doesn't like the bill. Constitutionality has been mentioned many times. However, that rings hollow in a lot of ways. And so when you see that the Democrat leader believes there are 40 votes in the Senate to pass it, I believe that the thing to do is to run the bill and vote no. If you don't like a bill, run it, because you control the calendar, and vote no, and allow the victims of child sexual abuse for decades, have been fighting for this for 16 years, to have their day in court. And we'll still go down the path of the constitutional amendment, which brings more certainty and less court intervention to push back. But we're in the budget process, and it's a lot like making sausage. I'm still fairly new at this. I just want to make sure my vote for victims counts when I cast a vote for this budget, that if I have a chance to introduce the opportunity to perhaps hold up a couple of appropriations for the non-preferreds like Penn State, which, of course, brings to the conversation a whole nother issue because of Jerry Sandusky, Pitt, Temple, Lincoln, what have you, because you need a two-thirds vote to pass those. And so I don't need as many to make my voice heard to say, please just run the bill, Kim.
Yeah. So what the listeners and Jim, we didn't know about this yet. You probably understand by now. We pride ourselves on being in touch with people like you, and we got a couple guys in Harrisburg to tell us exactly what's going on. The media here in Philadelphia is asleep at the switch. I have not seen this in the Philadelphia media, that it is being held up, the funding for Penn State, for the obvious sexual abuse reason why that would kind of connect to this, but have the gigantic power of Penn State, Temple, Lincoln, Pitt, if she will not run this bill. I still think, Jim, in the end, I might lean to vote on the other side. I just think the law here is pretty clear. But you know what? It would be a decision when I'm hitting the button one way or the other. I'm that close. I'm like 49-49, something like that. I can't. I have trouble deciding because I don't know what you do. I guess my argument would be to vote on your side when you have this type of screw-up, which still may or may not be somebody causing it intentionally, I believe. I guess I'd have to go, and then let's let them have the courts. They do everything else. They should be able to do this pretty judiciously and say yay or nay. This is that's their job. Let them decide if it's constitutional here.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better. We created an opportunity for victims of the future to have their day in court for civil opportunities. But we have a special class, the class of victims that took place decades ago from the grand jury report that Attorney General Shapiro shepherded through. We have that class of people left, and the polling around the state is telling me that this is probably the number one issue that everybody can support and say it's only fair. They should have their opportunity to do this.
And definitely to have a vote on it. And just given what Bookvar was doing, her intrusion into this, maniacal almost in my view, into the vote, the presidential, and yet she couldn't keep her eye on the ball with doing something. And again, if this were a bond issue, it still would be serious. I mean, what does it take to have to put them in the papers in a manner? But this is one of the all-time things that ought to ring bells that are unbelievable, A, because of what happened to people, but B, because you have powers on the other side that apparently don't want that to be rescinded.
And, Dom, you know, I came to Harrisburg with the idea to do a constitutional amendment because we had pro tem Scarnati that would not allow it to go through statutorily. So we have that idea. Then the screw-up happens. And the reason I'm now pushing for this, in addition, is because victims should not have to wait two more years. Whether or not it's constitutional is for others to decide. But I'm really fighting hard for this. I know it might be confusing. You came here with the notion that you want to do the constitutional amendment, but I did not come here knowing that the screw-up was going to happen by the Secretary of the Commonwealth. And so by fighting for this through the budget process is really the last card to play. And I'm glad to be doing it with my partner, Mark Rossi, always. And the coalition of people that could be coming together for this, you know, it's really going to have to play out on the House floor this week during the budget process. And it's just something for people to watch and for victims, especially to watch, perhaps even pray that somehow this is the way that we can get this bill to run in the Senate.
Absolutely. Now, Jim, the other thing, too, on my mind, one of your colleagues, Seth Grove, who's been on here, came to Delaware County last week where Governor Wolf was pontificating and telling us, you talk about human rights, that they would be gone if some of these election reforms are done. And I look at, you just mentioned your vote on the sexual abuse amendment here. The voter ID has jumped up more than I thought it would, even in the past.
Yes, it has.
It's
such
a simple, simple thing. What looks like it's going to happen on that? He'll just veto everything, I guess, is the bottom line, right?
Well, you know, many times I've seen him comment and just say he's against it. I have seen times where he said he was going to veto it. But nothing is a sure thing until the paper is put in front of him and we go through the debate process with the amendments that will be brought forth on the floor probably beginning today. And we'll see where it goes, because there's still time for negotiation here, that we could come up with a product that everybody can be happy with. If you're happy, Dom, think of this. If you're happy with election reform and how it comes out, then we didn't do a good job. Everybody is going to be unhappy about something. That's what negotiation is all about. Always remember that.
Well put. Hey, Jim, thank you. Thanks for
you're
the
welcome,
work
Dom.
That you're doing on this. And again, I completely, anytime we don't have a vote on something, that's suspect. Let the courts do what they're – they intervene enough on everything else. We can't keep them out. On your job, they do this all the time. Let them do their job now. Throw the ball to them. Thank you, Jim,
good point,
very much.
Dom. Thank you, Dom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.